Eureka!
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Thanks for being here this Wednesday morning. Oil company BP announced this morning it's made a giant discovery deep in the Gulf of Mexico. But getting to it may be another story. Marketplace's Sam Eaton has more.
The Gulf of Mexico has become increasingly important to Western oil majors hoping to expand their portfolios. That's because oil-rich countries like Saudi Arabia, Russia, and Venezuela have restricted foreign companies from tapping their richest oil fields. BP says it hasn't yet determined the size or the commercial value of the Gulf discovery. Making that determination will be a challenge because the oil lies under more than 4,000 feet of water and another 35,000 feet under the ocean floor. That makes it one of the deepest oil wells ever drilled. With the Gulf's near-shore discoveries already tapped, companies like BP are relying on new technologies in order to detect and extract oil in much deeper waters. The question is whether that oil can be extracted at a profit, given the added expenses of deep-sea drilling. In Los Angeles, I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
Over in Greece, police are picking up the pieces today and investigating a car bomb attack at the Athens Stock Exchange. The powerful explosion went off in a van parked outside its building just a few hours before trading was set to open. Our European correspondent Stephen Beard joins us with the latest. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Steve.
So what do we know now?
The bomb went off at around 5:30 a.m. Local time outside the Athens Stock Exchange. Police had been tipped off and so had sealed off the area. Nevertheless, one passerby was slightly injured by flying glass, several cars set on fire, and the building, according to the Stock Exchange chairman, has been quite badly damaged.
Has anyone, Stephen, claimed responsibility?
Not yet, but this is the latest in a series of attacks specifically on financial targets. And local journalists are saying this bears the hallmark of a violent group called Revolutionary Struggle. This is the group that fired a rocket at the U.S. Embassy in Athens 2 years ago and earlier this year planted bombs outside buildings belonging to Citibank in Athens. And their focus is clearly economic. The background to this: Greece has been very badly hit by the financial crisis, with high youth unemployment in particular, and there's been a lot of unrest in that country in recent months.
Yeah. How has this affected trading today over there?
Well, the stock market opened as usual at 10:15, but we can't say it's been business as usual. A number of workstations and desks have been damaged, but the exchange says the core operations are up and running. The exchange is trading.
All right. Stephen Beard in London this morning. Stephen, thanks.
Okay, Steve.
Shares in Greece are lower, and that caution is extending to the rest of Europe. Markets in London, Paris, and Frankfurt are all down by under 0.5% right now. In Asia, stocks closed lower today, although Chinese shares bucked the trend and were up by more than 1%. Here at home, the sell-off continued yesterday. The S&P and NASDAQ lost 2%. The Dow shed 185 points to close at 93.10. More and more bailed out banks say they're eager to repay billions of dollars the taxpayers lent them. See, banks that pay off the debt aren't bound by government-imposed salary caps. In fact, a new study shows top officers of some bailed out banks are doing quite nicely. From Washington, here's Marketplace's John Dimsdale.
The Institute for Policy Studies says CEOs of the 20 largest bailed-out banks were paid $250 million since the start of 2008. The study's co-author Sam Pizzigatti says the hefty compensation is mostly thanks to some timely stock options.
When shares of the big bailed-out banks were trading at near all-time record lows, many of these executives got millions of new stock options exercisable at the bargain basement price. Since then, thanks to the bailout, the shares of these companies have increased in value.
Pizzigatti says such banks shouldn't benefit from government tax breaks and low-interest loans. But Tim Bartle of the Center on Executive Compensation says options give bank managers the right incentives.
A stock option is a very good way of tying executives' compensation to how the company does and how well shareholders do.
Bartle says the bank executives can't cash in their stock options for another few years, and that means their companies have to perform well consistently before the executives can benefit. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight 436 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
There's a new link on the Swiss Bank UBS website, a form where American clients can go to voluntarily share their secret account information to the IRS. UBS agreed to a legal settlement to reveal the identities of about 4,500 clients, people the United States suspects of illegally hiding assets. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
With secret account information supplied by the Swiss, the IRS will go after tax evaders using auditors who usually investigate shady international business dealings. Joel Slemrod directs the University of Michigan's Office of Tax Policy Research. He says it's a matter of following the money.
If Mr. X has got a foreign bank account on which the income is not being reported, it's not just a matter of the money being under his name, but there might be a complex set of shell corporations and other devices to camouflage what's going on.
Tax evaders have until September 23rd to fess up voluntarily and pay reduced penalties. But it could be risky, says Slemrod, for people whose own accounts are interwoven with other secret accounts and sham corporations.
You might keep your fingers crossed that you're not on this list or won't be discovered from what the IRS learns.
The UBS cases could ultimately number 10,000, and that's only the beginning. Government auditors are also turning their sights on other international tax havens where Americans hide their wealth. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Finally, we've all faced that coffee or tea conundrum, dunking something in a hot drink only to watch it fall apart. One British restaurateur says he's created a cookie that can keep it together while being submerged for longer than a minute. Felice Toccini isn't saying what his secret is. An egg-based glaze gives the treat an outer shell. There are bits of sweet potato in the mix as well. You can call it breakfast, lunch, and dessert. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Wednesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.